Good morning, Dr. John.
Good morning to you, Dave.
Well, I know you've been watching what I've been watching here. We're going to have more later in the show from Baltimore, from a former city official there on the emergency response side, just to discuss some of the layout there, you know, some of the geography. And if you've ever been to the Charm City, I've been there a number of times, both business and pleasure, and it's a very interesting place. And so where some of the worst stuff is happening is not necessarily right downtown or right near downtown, but Baltimore is made up of neighborhoods, and they're all a little bit different. But one thing that we know about people is, as different as we are, some things you can count on with human nature. Doc, what psychologically makes typically law-abiding, peaceable people suddenly and on a dime turn into, you know, looters, rioters, and those bent? I'm not talking about those with a serious gripe out there who are marching and who are getting their point across. I'm talking those who are looting, rioting, and merely bent on creating mayhem.
Well, I'll give you kind of a quote here. It's interesting. It's from a classic 1895 Gustav Le Bon's book, A Study of the Popular Mind. And this was one of, I might have, Mussolini's favorites. The unconscious activity of crowds has replaced the conscious activity of the individual. And it's the lynch mentality. You get a group of people together, and people that might be quiet, peaceful, cutting their backyard, get them going. Somehow a thought gets in their mind. They join this crowd mentality, and they do absurd, horrible things often. And I think it's what's going on in Baltimore. Like, you do, there's a grievance some people have. Okay, let us accept that there's a grievance. Then there is,
sure,
you can even, you know, protest. You have the legal system. But when things get out of hand, when you see that one CVS store where people are just running in and out of it, you see a liquor store where people are just standing in line to go in and take things, and you just see all the destruction, people throwing really dangerous, you know, rocks and fire things, call it what you will, where you could kill someone, severely injure someone. And probably the vast majority of these people wouldn't do that at all. It's just the crowd mentality, and shows the danger of really anticipating and dealing with a problem like this, you know, when it occurs. Because yeah, if the issue were simply what happened here to Freddie Gray, then people would be respectful of the parents, the family that have just said,
sure,
let's keep this peaceful. But this took on a whole life of its own. The lynch mob, the crowd, it's where the group becomes something totally different than the individuals that make it up.
His funeral yesterday now is not even remembered in the news media, because it's all about what happened afterwards with these. And you've been around, okay, so you've been around here for a while, Doc. Does this put some, in your own mind, some perspective when you look back and you see the criticism the mayor is taking there, now the governor, who's called an emergency in Baltimore, is moving all government services for the state of Maryland into Baltimore City today, and there's a curfew out. Does it make you appreciate more some of the issues that George Romney had to deal with here 45 years ago?
Well, I think so. I think what happens is it's always easy to be looking and saying what someone ought to have done.
Right.
You might even remember, let's just take Ferguson, where they went in, they looked like a Panzer division, okay? And then there was a lot of criticism of that. Here, they decided to take a much more laid-back approach, and it didn't work. It's not a question of people not trying often. It's not exactly knowing, you know, what is going to happen, what's going to occur. But I do think,
well, yeah, and Doc, that's 80 square. Baltimore is 80 square miles, and Ferguson isn't. So it really exponentially, that the police there, you say that, yeah, they took a, you know, kind of a laid back. I don't know if they had another way of going about it, because they're spread pretty thin if things get really out of control.
Well, see, I'm not disagreeing. I'm only going by what I'm hearing.
Yeah,
you know, people that are saying that their approach was to be laid back.
Sure,
I'm sure your point is good. But the point being, when you have a crowd, when you have things develop, it's hard to know exactly what to do. I think obviously stopping it before it starts or trying to get it right at the beginning is good. But if you have bands of people or groups of people in different parts of the community going simultaneously, it makes it very, very difficult. This will be something that we will be that we will be obviously studying for a long period. The concern that I have, and it's what you brought up at the beginning, psychologically, what is it about the watchmaker, the gardener, the person mm-hmm. who's in the house, the factory worker, the professor, whoever it might be, that when you get them together as a crowd, they get a look in their eye, they chant, they do things, and they can often do horrible things that they would never do individually.
Are we all capable of that at some point, depending on the situation, the day, the time, the moment?
Well, I think all of us would like to say no, but it appears when you start looking at people that have done these things over the centuries, I think everyone is capable. I think if you get a cause, if you get something that some people believe in, okay, a legitimate concern, we'll call it, they will get involved, and others will join in. Then you'll get people that really don't even know why they're there, the Lynch mentality, if you will. And so you can get a crowd of people of all walks of life, the most unlikely group, that can do very, very unreasonable things. There's no question about that. Within the human being, I think we're capable. We hope not. We hope the good angels can win out. But apparently there is that bad angel component that, given the wrong circumstances and even something that can be seen as just, that people can do woolly and hopeful, just totally inappropriate behaviors.
The better angels of our nature. You wonder about that, though, when you look at some of the video. And I know there are plenty of other people who are protesting peacefully here, and this is just some, but it's enough to be causing some serious mayhem again with a curfew in Baltimore now. School is out today. Last night, the Orioles game was postponed with the Chicago White Sox, and that city is in a state of siege right now. The state of Maryland calling an emergency in Baltimore City.
And let's remember one other thing, too, Dave. A certain number of these people are really troublemakers, and this just gives them an opportunity that they can go out and do inappropriate things. So I don't want to make it all good people that have just gone off and done bad things. I think we have people that do inappropriate things, want to do inappropriate things, and when you're given the crowd, if you will, cover, you can find a certain number of people in there, and there appear to be a number of them.
Yeah, and by the way, we've seen some of this play out in maybe a smaller setting, but no less with a crowd mentality in East Lansing, following sporting events with young people, some MSU students, some not MSU students, and we've seen the same kind of thing go on with tear gas and cars being flipped over and et cetera, et cetera. So it isn't just concentrated in Baltimore, and it isn't just over this particular event. Psychologically speaking, our segment here with Dr. John Braccio, he's Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and of course online, drjohnb.com. Always good to talk to you, sir.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Keep it right here. More coming up, 1320 WILS.